a new TV series set to rock the borough. After so much success with her previous Calderdale-based TV series, Sally Wainwright's returning to the borough for her next project. Riot Women, which is set in Hebden Bridge, is about five menopausal women who form a punk rock band. They're angry, and they're going to sing about being angry and being of a certain age and all the stuff that goes with being of a certain age and having to go through the menopause at the same time, Sally said. They form a punk rock band to sing about what they're angry about. It's just letting me rip, really. We've got a song about HRT called Seeing Red. I've had a lot of fun writing it. And when asked who her favourite character that she has created is, Sally said, "You've not met her yet. It's one of the Riot Women. She's really exciting to write for." Sally says she comes back to Calderdale a lot. "I've just started preparing filming for Riot Women, so I'm going to be living up there for the next 8 months," she said. "I get recognised more during the Ann Lister birthday week because there's a lot of Gentleman Jack fans around. It's not about getting recognised, though. They just know me." As well as trailblazing for Calderdale, Sally would love to think she will help to inspire other writers from the area to follow in her footsteps. "I hope so, because there's still huge, overwhelmingly public school numbers in the TV industry," she said. "If you go to production companies in London, they're predominantly filled with people who are not ordinary working-class people. I think a lot of writers are, but the people who are a bit higher up, who make the decisions, well, it's still an elite cohort. We do need still more working-class voices and northern voices. It's confidence. I think that's why a lot of people, particularly women who may want to write or work in TV industry, it's often to do with confidence. That feeling of, I can't do that, that's not me, that's not what people like me do. If anybody does look at me and think, if she can do it, I can do it, that's wonderful." What would the young Sally make of what she's gone on to achieve in her career? "I think it depends what age I was at. I think when I was very little I might have been surprised, but when I got to 13 I did work out very quickly that I wanted to write for television because of Rock Follies, a show that was on in the mid-70s, she recalled. "That really inspired me. I was 13 when I first saw it and I remember thinking, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to write for telly like that. I kind of knew. I was very focused." Sally says she feels lucky to have got into a position where she can write her own original material. A lot of big-name writers these days tend to be writing the latest crime drama, writing a lot about real-life crime, like the post office drama, which was fantastic. "I thought it was wonderful," she said. "I get asked to write things that are my own original material, and I think I'm in quite a lucky position that I get to write the stuff I want to write, rather than people coming to me and saying, can you adapt this book, or bringing to life other people's ideas. I'm actually in the position where I'm bringing my own stories to the screen." Sally says she's got a ton of stuff piling up that she wants to write. Whatever comes next, there'll be millions of people tuning in to see it. Now, Sally, who was born in Huddersfield to parents Harry and Dorothy, lived in Elland until she was 7, before moving to Kebroid. "I have very happy memories of the area," she said. "When I was little, I was always fascinated by stories from my mum, my dad and my granny. I used to really enjoy listening to them telling stories and anecdotes about all sorts of stuff, going right back to the First World War. I think that's when I first started being fascinated by stories. When I was a teenager and getting old enough to go to university, I just wanted to leave the area completely. It was discovering Ann Lister that made me fall in love with Halifax and the area. As a teenager, I wanted to get away and explore the world a bit more widely. I've always been fascinated by Shibden Hall. I visited it a lot as a young person. But it was only when Jill Lidington's book came out in 1998, I'd always been interested in Ann Lister, but I could never find anything out about her. And when that book came out, it really made me fall completely in love with Halifax. That's where my passion began, realising who she was and how fabulous she was. I always felt a bit weird attachment to Shibden Hall, even when I was tiny. So when we ended up filming there, it was a really quite emotional time for me. I think I've ended up writing things almost by default. It was never a conscious decision.